church that I grew up in. Well, I'm thankful for this church, ain't you? Thankful for what? Man, just does my heart good. Does my heart good to see all these ones up here singing and you out there and mothers are here. Man, it does my heart good. Does my heart good. Come, Jesus, come. Does my heart good. Just soaking it in for just a minute. Don't want to take it for granted. Every year, different group, different mamas. We have some mamas going to be with the Lord. Just take it in for just a minute. Amen. If you got your mama still here, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know there's a lot of you don't have your mamas no more. They went on to be with the Lord. We don't want this day to be a burden to you. We want it to be a blessing. I want you to think back on the things that your mom taught you and how she was there for you. I don't know how you feel on this day as a mom, but I do know on Father's Day, it's a time. Sure is. Have your Bibles this morning. We won't be very long. We're going to go home and throw something on the grill and have a little good time. Good evening. Amen. Okay, go do something else then. Who said that? Okay, Brother Cullen, I thought it was Chad. For some reason, I thought it was Chad Gunner. About 5 o'clock, be there. Chad Gunner, let me go back to Piggly Wiggly and get some more food if you coming. Where is Brother Chad? Bless his heart. Picking on him and he ain't even here. I love Brother Chad. I love Brother Cullen. All right, let's get in the Word. Amen. I just want to, all week long, I got different I could come from, but this morning is Mother's Day, and I do want to share something that would be a blessing to our mothers. Uplift them. Let them know how special you are in our lives. How special you are. I do know this. Listen, as a dad, I do know mothers take the blunt of everything. I know that. I do know that. I know at home when the kid's sick, mother has to get up usually. I know all that. I know when the kids are sick, they want mama. Nothing daddy can do about it. And it's the Lord just made it that way, okay? He just made it that way. Daddy's law, mama's grace. I mean, just made it that way. Kid falls, daddy say, "I'll get up. It'll be all right." Kid falls, mama goes and takes care of her or he and loves them back the way they need to be. So I understand that. But I want to talk to you for a few moments on a virtuous woman or a virtuous mother. One that you could say, I don't know about you, but I know about my mom this morning. There's not no greater mother than the mother that I got. I love my mama to death. She's my everything, and I thank God for her. I thank God for Brandy and what she is to my two kids. But I always tell them on Mother's Day, she says, "What are we going to get mama?" And I look at Kayla, I say, "That's your mama. I don't know what you're going to get her. I got my mama I got to get for her." Amen? And that's how I feel about my mother. I love my mama. There's a lot of things you can do in life. You can talk about me all you want, but don't talk about my mama. Amen? We as kids in school, Brother Roy, we'd fight when somebody say, "Yo, mama." Amen? Hey, you better not talk about mama now. Hey, leave mama out of this. She ain't got a dog in the race. But what I want you to know is, and the reason that is because we all look at our mother as a virtuous woman. We all look at our mother as a woman that has helped us. Have a copy of God's Word, Proverbs 31 and verse number 10. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Proverbs 31, verse number 10. And the Bible says this morning, who, and that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to try to find one here in this room this morning. We're going to try to find a mother that is virtuous. If you're a mother in here this morning, I want you to understand this text. I want you to understand this text. It's talking about a virtuous woman, a woman that's honorable, a woman that we can look up to. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships and bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her house, hold and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yeah, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. Can I say this? By the way your wife acts, you'll be known. Her husband, get this. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, can I get an amen? She shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. Father, I do not take Mother's Day lightly. I take it, Father, this morning, the way you've given it to us. Lord, I thank you for every mother that's in this room, Father, this morning. Father, I thank you for the godly mothers that we have, for examples that are sitting amongst us this morning, Father. Lord, I thank you once again that this stage was slap full, this place of invitation, this altar, this place that the pulpit sets, Lord, it was slap full of godly mothers. And I thank you for that this morning, Father. Lord, I thank you that when us men didn't do what we were supposed to do, we had mothers that stepped up to the plate and they carried the torch. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts, illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue. Let me brag on these godly mothers in a mighty way. Father, I do know in the world we live in that there's people out there, there's women out there that are not godly. So I want to thank you for the ones that you've given us here. I want to thank you for their role model. I want to thank you for the way they carried themselves. I want to thank you for the way they modestly dress. I want to thank you for the way that they love you and fear you and honor you, Father. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you just continue to move in a mighty way. Have your will and way, and we ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to talk to you for a few moments about a virtuous woman or a virtuous mother. As we come here in Proverbs chapter number 31, King Lemuel's mother taught him what kind of woman he should look for. Here when he came, this King Lemuel came, his mother taught him what kind of mother to look for. He wanted him to look for a woman that were godly, a woman that feared the Lord, a woman that would do right and not wrong. And here as we come, she taught him that and a mother's worth. He said, I want to teach you what a mother is worth and her willingness to carry herself as a virtuous woman. You know what? This morning, I thank God for virtuous women. I thank God for how they carry themselves. And you may ask, what is a virtuous woman, Brother BJ? A virtuous woman is a woman that is honest. She won't lie. She won't steal. She won't cheat. She is an honest woman in everything that she does and everywhere she goes. She is honest. She's honorable in the community and in the house of God. She is faithful in the house of God. And she's faithful in the community. She's faithful to her husband and she's faithful to her children. How can I say a virtuous woman is not only honest, is not honorable, is not only faithful, but she is righteous in the way she carries herself. So the Bible says in verse number 10, who can find such a woman? Who can find that virtuous woman? And I say to you, it's hard to find a virtuous woman. Finding a virtuous woman is like finding a needle in a haystack. He said, preacher, we had a place full up here, and that's good in this church, but you take what we had up here and you put it out in the United States of America, there's not very many. So who can find a virtuous woman? When we look for a virtuous woman, who are we looking for? Who are we looking to? He says this in verse number 10, who can find a virtuous woman? I want to say to you, a virtuous woman is very precious. She's very precious. And when you find her, you better hang on to her. Can I say to you, when you find that virtuous woman, you better hang on to her. You say, preacher, how should I hang on to her? You should cherish her. Don't take her for granted. Woo, glory to God. When you find her, you better cherish her. You better respect her. You better treasure her. Because he said, who can find one? And if you have found one, well, glory to God. If you have found one in your life, you better hold on to what God's given you. You say, preacher, how precious is she? She's more precious than rubies. When you find her, you hang on to her. You trust her. Look in verse number 11. The Bible says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. You trust her. She will not hurt you. She'll help you all the days of your life. I say that a woman that we're looking for today, a virtuous woman, number one, she is precious. In verse number 10, I say in verse number 10, this virtuous woman is also priceless. She's not only precious, man, I'm telling you, my wife is very precious to me and my family. My mama is very precious to me and my family. But not only are they precious, but they're priceless. That she has no price tag on her. You see, the Bible says, who can find her? So when we find her, we understand that she's precious. But also, when we find her, we understand she's priceless because she's far above rubies. The price tag that you would put on a diamond, the price tag that you would put on a ruby does not even compare to what it is to have a virtuous woman in your home. Husbands, it does not even compare to have a virtuous woman that lays beside you every night. Nothing compares to it. I'm talking about a woman that is virtuous. She's precious and she's priceless. The key word there, she's far above rubies. You say, preacher, what kind of virtuous woman is it? She is priceless. She can't be bought with money. Money doesn't move her. Money doesn't move her. Big, nice things don't move her. Kids' hands on cutouts, pasted on the refrigerator wall is what moves her. A husband that is faithful and that's home and doing what he's supposed to do is what moves her. Money, she can't be bought out. Money doesn't buy this virtuous woman. It doesn't matter who blows by or who blows in her ear. It does not move her. I'm talking about a virtuous woman. I'm talking about a woman that'll be with you through thick and thin. I'm talking about a woman that won't get in and get out, but she'll stick with you all the way through. That's a virtuous woman. You can hear her when she walks through the streets. They know her by the way that she walks. I say she's precious. Man, I say she's priceless. She cannot be bought with money, and she cannot be bribed with money. What you have does not move her. Who you are is what moves her. Glory to God. Say some men in here ought to be saying amen right now. I ain't got her because what I got. I got her because she loves me. She can't be bought with money. She can't be bribed with money. She will do you good. Look in verse number 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's a virtuous woman. She's not here to do you wrong or do you evil. She's here to do you good. Ephesians chapter number 5 in verse number 25. You said, preacher, how high should a woman be in a man's life? Let me tell you how high your wife or your mother ought to be in your life. Let me give you this, Brother Jake. Number one ought to be God. Number two ought to be your spouse. Nobody else. Not even your children. Number one ought to be God. Number two ought to be your spouse. Number three, be your children. Number four, be your church. And go on down the list. If you put God in any other order, your marriage, your home will not work. He's got to be number one. He's got to be head of all, or he won't be head at all. He will not take second to nobody. And can I say to this, not only should God be number one in your life, but your spouse should be number two in your life under God and God alone. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I don't really believe it that way. I love my kids. I love my kids too, but my spouse came before my kids came. Eve came way before the kids came. It was Adam and Eve. He put them together. And I want you to get this morning. You say, preacher, do you believe that? I believe God put marriage so high up in the order that we look at it today that he wants our marriage and our home and our relationship with our spouses to be very virtuous and to be one that everybody can look at. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25, the Bible says, husbands, he gives us strict orders. You say, preacher, how precious is she? I don't know to you now. I can tell you how precious she is to me. I'm not going to talk down to her and I'm not going to let nobody else. Hey, you can talk about me all you want and we'll still get along. You get sideways with my wife, I'm getting sideways with you. Come on, somebody. We ain't got a bunch of wimps in here. I know we don't. We got a bunch of men in here. He said, husbands, love your wives. Preacher, how much should I love them? You should love them like Christ loved the church. How much did Christ love the church, Brother Tony? He laid his life down for the church. He laid it down for them. And then we need some men in here that'll lay their life down for their family, lay their life down for their spouse. He said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You say, preacher, do you think it's that important that a man should love his wife? I can tell you the relationship the man's got with God by the way he treats his wife. I don't have to look far. I can tell by how you talk to her in public. If you're talking down to her, if you're cutting her, if you're doing this, I can tell you how you are with God just by the way you treat your wife. I can tell, my wife can tell you how I am with the Lord just by the way I treat her. You give me a godly man, you say he's godly, you say he's all this, see how he treats his wife, and I'll tell you how close he is with God. Let's don't get quiet this morning. Man, we're talking about loving them. Huh? Me and mine made an agreement a long time ago, and I told this in Sunday school. We have spats. Amen? We don't kick the sheetrock in no more since I've been born again. We don't need a mud man no more at the home. Act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So I knock a hole in the sheetrock, go through both walls. And you don't even know why you're fighting. You just got fighting mad. But since we've been born again, I don't do that no more. But we still have our disagreements. He said, preacher, what do you do? But we made something a long time ago. We may have a disagreement, but you're not going to see it. I'm not going to belittle her in public. She's not going to belittle me in public. We're going to love one another, and we're going to get through arguments and disagreements that's not right. Why? Because I understand that she's priceless. She cannot be replaced. She cannot have somebody else in her place. It's between me and her and God. The covenant that I've made has been between me, her, and God. And I'm holding that covenant to a standard in my life, and I want God to bless it. Can I get an amen? Not only is she priceless, but I want you to know she is very precious to me. And a godly mother, a mother like that, is very precious and very priceless in a man's life. I want to give you this. Not only are they precious and they're priceless, but let me tell you this. They're very poised in what they do. You say, preacher, what is that? They're very poised. They have self-dignity, or they have self-control in their life. They have dignity like none other. They're clothed with strength and clothed with honor. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 25. The Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing. She is strong. She has that strength, and she has that honor, and she is clothed in it. And she shall rejoice in time to come. Let me give you this. The woman that is poised in what she does. Number one, she has wisdom. Look what the Bible says, if you will with me, in verse number 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Not only does a virtuous woman have wisdom, but a virtuous woman has kindness. She's kind in what she does. Can I say she's graceful in what she does? She said, preacher, you believe that this morning? I believe that so much. That virtuous woman is precious. I believe she's priceless. And I believe she has a poise about her. When you walk into the room where she is, you know it. When you walk into the home where she is, you know it. When you walk into a home, you know what kind of home that you're walking into. And I want to share this with you. Not only that virtuous woman has poise about her, but that virtuous woman shall be praised. Shall be praised. Can I say to you this? I'm already in a doghouse, feel like, this morning for some reason. You ever been like that? But you know the world we live in? Single people live like married people, and married people live like single people. Did you know that? You take somebody that's single, they ain't even married, they're holding hands, they're sleeping together, they're living together, and they're doing all this, they're having a good time, carrying them out to eat, doing everything under the sun. You take a married couple, get married, they don't even open the door for each other no more, they don't even hold hands, they don't do nothing no more, and if you do, you say, what's wrong with them old folks? Who am I talking to this morning? You know what I still do with my wife? Brother Roy, you know what I still do with my wife? I still hold her hand in public. Why? Because she's, look at that, praise God. Because she's precious. Because she's priceless. She's very poised. She would reach over and grab my hand. Why? Because she just walks down through there. If you want it, you get it. Reach over and grab her hand. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. You know something else I still do? I still open the door for her. You say, that's an old fogey. That's how I got her, and that's how I'm going to keep her. When I took her out to eat, you know who paid? Listen up, boys. If you're carrying a woman out to eat and she's got to pay, you're in the wrong. Open your bill forward. Don't carry her out. That's the way I was told as a kid, Brother Cullen. That woman didn't cover the bill. You covered the bill. My daddy taught me that woman is precious. Before the Bible ever showed me that, my daddy taught me you treated a woman like she was precious and she was priceless. And you hold her up, and you hold her up above everything in your life. You hold her up where she needs to be. And I believe that's what's wrong with a lot of homes right now that we live in. Not only the daddy don't hold them up, but they let the kids talk to the mama any way they want to talk to them. That is not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to hold them women up. We're supposed to come up beside them and love them like never before. Man, I'm telling you. Man, I get excited when I get thinking about how precious they are, how priceless, and how poised they are. And they ought to be praised. I'll never forget. I was about 17 probably. And me and my daddy cut firewood. At the time, I thought we did it for fun. I didn't know we was cutting it to make ends meet. Until I got older, I didn't know he was cutting that to make ends meet and pay power bill. We cut, split, and hauled firewood. Cut, split, and hauled it. I got $5 a load. I cut it, I split it, and I hauled it. He drove. And y'all living in hard times. You wouldn't even push nothing for $5. And it's getting close to Brandy's birthday. And I needed an installment. I done spent my $5. They didn't go far. Them back in didn't have purple on them, Brother Kevin. They just regular old fives. And I told my daddy, I said, Daddy, I want to buy Brandy a ring. He said, okay, how much is it? I told him. I said, can you give me an installment? Can you give me a little bit of money? He said, I can. How much you need? I told him. He figured up the loads. There's a bunch of loads at $5 a load. I come in one Friday evening. We come in from school. I pulled up another 82 Chevrolet, and we bopped out of that truck just grinning from ear to ear. And he got out. He said, where are you going? I said, we're going out on a date. Not tonight. Huh? Not tonight. I said, yeah, she's with me. Said, oh, no. Ortis Cagle's called and needing 5 loads of wood this evening. I said, well, he can wait till tomorrow. She said, oh, he said, uh-uh, you done been paid for them 5 loads. We hauling them this evening. She said, preacher, what did you do? I did all I could do. He got in the left side of that 79 with a hole in the floorboard where you spit your backer through. Brandy sat in the meter in the middle with the heater on. And I hauled wood. Why? Because I had a daddy that taught me how precious a woman was. How priceless that woman was. If our young men get a hold of something like that, it'd change our world. Let me back up. Some of our men have been married 40 and 50 years. Get a hold of some of that, it'd change our world. I tell married couples all the time, what it took to get her is what it would take to keep her. It didn't take nothing big to get her. It took something small. This little bitty things what hooked her in there. If you're going to hang on to her, don't you forget them small things. You start wanting to buy all these big things for long, you may not be able to afford big things. Is she still going to be happy with the small things? Is she still going to be happy with the door being open? Is she still going to be happy this way? Is she still going to be... And folks, can I say to you, they are. And you ought to praise her for that. I want to leave you with this morning. I text several men in the church that I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. And I asked them, I said, what did you find in your wife? In the mother of your children, what did you find? I didn't text everybody in the church. I texted the ones that God laid on my heart. And I said, what is it about yours that you can say I have found a virtuous woman? I have found a virtuous woman. I want to read you these this morning. Man, they get on me and they excite me. I want to read you these this morning. The love. What have you found in a mother of your children? What have you found in your wife? This is what was said. The love, care, kindness, willingness to fight for what she believes in, showing the love she has for God. That's what Frank Hughes said about his wife, Cindy. I found a love that doesn't grow tired, only deeper. I found a partner who builds our home with prayer, wisdom, and grace. A mother that teaches our daughter not just with her words, but with her power of her example. She gives without counting, forgives without keeping score, and stands firm when life shakes our family. She is far more than just the mother of my child. She is my helpmate and the steady heart of our family. Through her, I'm able to catch a glimpse of God's own love and faithfulness. That's what Brother Kyle said about Sister Megan. A strong, loving, comforting, and forgiving mom. A godly mom. A wife who I lean on and trust in and know she prays for our children and got me through tough times. I thank God for sending her to us and allowing us to grow together. That's what Brother Chad said about Sister Joanna. She is wise, compassionate, loving, but stern when she needs to be. Hardly ever thinks of herself. Very humble. She is sometimes hard on herself, thinking she may not be doing the right thing. She's one of the best mothers and wife you'll ever find. She is very accountable. I sometimes don't realize just how much she does for me and Grady. She means the world to me, and I thank God for her and all she does for me and being the God-fearing woman she is. That's what Brother Logan said about Sister Kayla. I didn't hold a gun to none of these men's heads. I just told them, tell me what you think. I have found that she is a beautiful woman. She's a kind woman, parentheses, most days. Hey, tell me the truth. She is a loving woman. She loves God, loves me, and loves the kids in that order. She loves God, loves me, and loves the kids in that order. She is selfless. She puts our needs before her own. She's a hard worker. She gets up early either to deal with the kids or to go to work. She then comes home to cook supper most nights, in parentheses, takes care of the kids and whatever other household chores she can before going to bed and doing it all over again the next day. She's loyal to those who deserve her loyalty, her husband, her friends, her family, etc. She's a strong woman. She handles everything that life's thrown at her. She's a forgiving woman. She's dealt with me and been married to me for 6 years. That's what Brother Dylan said about Sister Melissa. I have found out that I have a very caring and loving mother of my children. She loves our children, me and both of our families. She's willing to help someone in need. She reads her Bible and prays every day. We all pray as a family daily. She's willing to go and serve wherever the Lord leads her or our family. She is a protective mother. She protects her children. Will always make sure they're safe. She's a beautiful woman. She loves and cares for her patients at work. She's always going above and beyond for her patients or the patient's family as well as her co-workers. She will help a co-worker out when they're overwhelmed. She's gentle, she's sweet, she's compassionate. She does not like to disappoint. It bothers her when she does. She's always tries to be the best mother, wife, daughter, and nurse. Overall, she's the best woman for me. I'm thankful every day that God brought us together. That's what Brother Ben said about Sister Melanie. I have found that she has an endless amount of love and care for our son. Through all the sleepless nights, she endures to keeping him happy through the day. She always has the energy to keep up with him, even when I don't. We couldn't be more blessed to have her in our lives and as our wife and mother. That's what Brother Aaron Cruz said about Sister Molly. I have found an imperfect person that loves serving a perfect God. I really noticed her prayer and desires, and every day she just wants to be like Christ. She wants people to see Jesus when they see her, and through that, she very well takes care of our children, nurtures them, and does what's best for them. Even when it's not what everyone else is doing, she loves strong and works hard for her family. And she's far better than the mother we deserve. She is a blessing to us from God. That's what Brother Cullen said about Sister Kendra. And I say this in closing to you, a virtuous mother or a virtuous woman, who can find? They're not to take for granted. They're not to take lightly. People notices when you're how you treat them. Me and Brandy don't go out on very many dates without the kids. It's either Ryder or Kaylee or Kaylee or Ryder or Kaylee's friend Kyler. We just go everywhere. We just got a carload everywhere we go. With Brother Riley Cagle's youth pastor when he was a kid. Never thought me and him have a kid about the same age. That little girl come up by just grinning from ear to ear looking at her. But I was across from Jack's one day is what really impressed my heart. People watching you and what you do. I'm talking to a daddy or a husband right now that you may not have been treating her as precious as she ought to have been treated. Or maybe you don't think she's that priceless and she can be replaced. Ain't no big deal. You're in a dangerous place if you ever get there. Have the attitude she can't be replaced. Have an attitude there's nothing better in your life than your spouse. God's given it to you. Give her to you. You love her. I was across from Jack's there one day and we stopped to get us a cold drink. And a candy bar, I'm sure. And when we got out, I opened the door for her. We went in, got her cold drink and candy bar. And when I got back in, I opened the door for her and let her get back in, closed the door. And Tanner Trentleman's mama, y'all know Tanner Trentleman's mama, texted us and said, I didn't think nobody was there and nobody was, and I didn't see nobody. I didn't see nobody. I didn't do it to get an applause. I did it because that woman's precious to me. I did it because that woman's priceless, son. Nobody else was sitting in that right seat. Now, she may tell me how to drive, but I sure do like it. Amen? She may tell me when I've left my blinker on for six exits, and I can't hear enough to hear the thing tell me to cut it off. Brother Roy, you amen me right here now. That's where you can amen. But I also like it when I'm not around how poor she is. And I praise her for that. Today, you're fixing to have an opportunity to go home, eat, do whatever, love on your wife, love on your mother, love on whatever. But remember this. She ought to be precious to you. She ought to be. See, preacher's all about mamas today. Yeah, they deserve it. God set it up that way. He loved his mama. He told John, he said, John, behold your mother. You take care of her. I'm fixing to leave, but you take care of her. Don't let nobody hurt her. You take care of her. Priceless. And they deserve to be praised. So what we're fixing to do, we're going to have a time of invitation in just a moment. And I don't know where you're sitting right now with your family. You may be in here and ain't talked to your mama in 10, 20 years. Something got sideways, something got off. You say, you don't know, Brother BJ, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. She's your mama. Get your Ten Commandments out and read them. Children, obey your father and your mother. Obey them. Me and my mama was having a talk one day, and I had the old King James Bible laid out at her house. We were talking at Brother Les, and I told her, I said, well, the Bible says it. She said, I don't care what the Bible says. I just closed the Bible and stuck it and got out and left and went home. Me and her done got heated. And back when she got sideways. And back when she could walk real good, I heard her coming up them steps, stomping. Doom, doom, doom. See, mama don't have to knock at the house. She can just come on in. She slung that front door open. She said, hey, big boy. Turn around and look. I said, yeah. She said, I do care what the Bible says, but I do not care what you say. Slammed that door back. Off them steps she went. Said, preacher, did that hurt you? No, that's the relationship me and my mama's got. And I want you to know right now, mama, I love you. I'm proud of you. Thank God for you. You my mama. You my mama. Love all my family in this room. Love my wife. Mother of my children. Love her. You make sure you have that kind of relationship with that woman in your life. If you don't, you get in this altar and you thank God for her. You thank God for what he's done and what he's gave you. If you've been taking her for granted, ooh, glory to God, get in this altar. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for the way I've been acting. Do you know the way you treat your wife can cut blessings off in your life? Just read your Bible. It'll cut blessings off in your life. This morning, if you've got a virtuous woman, I thank God for her. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you right now for the spirit that you put on me this morning, Father. Father, us as men and sons and in this room, there's not a person under the sound of my voice that don't take their mama or their spouse for granted. And Father, Sometimes all they need to hear is, I love you. Lord, the Bible says that love takes care of a multitude of sin. And Lord, this morning, we just need to let them know we love them, and I thank you for them, Father. Father, where would this church be if that crowd of women that was up there were gone and it wasn't nothing but us men sitting here? Lord, we'd be in a mess. Lord, we'd be in a turmoil. Lord, I thank you for them. Lord, I praise you for them. Lord, I lift them up to you today. Let this day be a special day to them. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. I ask you to stand.